and we are joined by the co-curator of a new exhibition, Paper Trails Between Lion and Swan. It is a two-phase project that has been designed to explore the connections between Bulu and Singapore, and Yeo Chee Kong has joined us to explain those phases and what we can expect from the exhibition. Chico, welcome.
Hello, good morning.
Such a delight to have you join me.
Thank you for inviting me too.
So the first phase of this project happened in Singapore, which is where you're from, where your home is.
Yes.
What was that phase? What did that entail?
We did put out the first show in the Sculpture 2052, a newly established art space in Singapore, that to promote sculpture art and those international exchange program. So that's why we are very happy to have our friends from Perth to join us for that very wonderful show in January last year during the Singapore Art Week period. Yeah.
When it comes to exploring those connections, what have you discovered?
That is the most interesting part, that when we try to figure out so-called how to link both Singapore and Perth together, that is, we are also part of the colonization of the British, and we are located within the same time zone, and there's no differences between the local time and the Perth time. So I thought there's a few foundation factor that link up very well to start the conversation. Yeah.
That conversation continued when you came to Perth, and right now you're doing like phase two down at Old Customs House in Frio. What has been happening during this phase of the project?
Yeah, I think when we have six Perth artists visited Singapore, we did put out a show in Sculpture 2052. But at the same time, we try to have a chance to create a chance for the local artists to have a much more deeper discussion through the artist talk. And therefore, to prepare for the phase two in Perth. The artists from Singapore also prepare a totally new set of work that hopefully could respond to what they saw in Singapore, where the six artists of the Perth presented in Singapore. So I thought that is a kind of re-establishing kind of dialogue between both artist group. Yeah.
Those six artists from Perth. So six people from Perth went to Singapore. Six people from Singapore have come to Perth. Have they all been interested in sculpture specifically? Or are there a variety of mediums that people have been exploring?
We are now dealing with more towards a multidisciplinary kind of approach. But overall, we are based on so-called the paper as the material or as the metaphor to explore the related themes towards what we could try to link each other up through that kind of presentation. Yeah.
If you just joined us, we are speaking to one of the co-curators of Paper Trails Between Lion and Swan. Yeo Chee Kong is a Singaporean artist who has come to Bulu to explore some of the connections between Bulu and Singapore. What significance does the lion and the swan have in your exhibition?
I think that is a very symbolic icon that represents both cities. But at the same time, they also carry certain kind of a historical background. How that the so-called legendary story lead us to certain understanding of what been approached in the past, right? So I think we are not here to just try to talk about what have created or what have deal with in the past, but also try to review what, as a contemporary artist, how are we going to deal with those historical references and try to link back to what we are right now between the Singapore and the Perth. Yeah.
This exhibition is happening at the Old Customs House.
Yes.
When does it open?
Saturday, 6:30 p.m. Yeah.
This Saturday.
Yeah, this
so
coming
we've got
Saturday.
Opening night, Saturday, 6:30 p.m. People can go along. I'm assuming there will be the required wine and cheese.
Yes.
Do you have the good cheese?
Yeah, of course.
And the good wine.
Of course.
No. Harrison saying no, no, no.
We will try our best.
Or is it going to be a box of wine?
Yes, of course.
So people can head down to the opening tomorrow and check out Paper Trails Between Lion and Swan. I do think we should do a review series of exhibition openings where we just focus on what kind of wine and what kind of cheese people are serving. I think that would be very popular.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming in and chatting with me today. All the best with your exhibition and with the project.
Thank you so much. Yeah.